People said we were so suited to one another. It was a match made in heaven, they told us, and after 10 years of marriage, we believed them. We found each other over the last banana at the grocery store. I grabbed it just as he reached for it, although if he was telling the story, it was he who had hold of it and I was reaching for it. I looked at him and he looked at me, and neither of us was about to give up our banana. I wanted it for my lunch and I only had a half-hour break. I smiled at him and assumed he'd give it up. He smiled back, and then I knew we were gridlocked. The decision was taken from us when the greengrocery lad came along with a big bunch of fresh ones. We let go our prize and looked at the new hands on the table. "You like bananas?" he asked me. Stupid question, I thought, considering I was about to fight for the death for the last one. "Yes, actually, I do," I said, mustering up a smile. "Me too," he said, and he picked a nice one from the bunch. With our bananas in our hands, we parted company, and I went to the drinks cabinet. He went to aisle 6. I've always maintained I saw the free checkout first. He says he was halfway there before I even got close. We rubbed shoulders as we tried to beat the other to the conveyor belt. I put my banana and drink down, and he looked at me as if to say, "I was here first." "Excuse me," I said, "I think I was here first." He says I turned my back on him, but I can't recall. "I don't think so, lady," he said to me. "I do remember that." And he took the checkout divider and shoved my things to the back, depositing his toilet paper and banana in front. At the time, I thought, cheap paper, cheap individual. "Not so fast, Buster," I said, and I grabbed his things and proffered them to him. He says I threw them at him, but I remember different. We both agree he threw my banana on the ground, and my drink was ready to follow when I grabbed it and it spurted on his shirt. He reckons I should have apologized then, but I said it wasn't my fault, and I still believe that to this day. Then the checkout girl called for assistance. Of course, he remembers her name, Rebecca. All I can recall is big tits and even bigger teeth. The manager said we should follow him to the office. Well, I only had 15 minutes left of my half hour and didn't need the aggro, and he looked too wet to go anywhere, so he said, "No, together." It's funny how a third party can make two enemies into one adversary. The pimply youth, who was called to clean up, gave him a towel to dry his shirt, and while he was thus occupied, I sneaked my things through the checkout. He remembers me poking my tongue out at him as I walked away, but I wouldn't do that sort of thing. He says he didn't chase me as I walked out the door, but I think he did. "You'll have to pay for this," he said, indicating his shirt. "In your dreams, sunshine," I said. My 15 minutes was rapidly disappearing, so I quickened my pace, and then he grabbed me. He said I gave him a black eye then, but I think it was the bumper bar on the car as he fell down. The security guard at the police station said we just tussled, whatever that means. The police were very nice about it, and we had to wait ages for our statement to be typed so we could sign them. That was when he jabbed me with the pen. It was the only one on the table, and we both went for it like Olympic athletes to the final tape. He got there first, and I reckon it was spite that made him jab me on the back of the hand. He reckons if it was on purpose, he would have gone for my eye. Well, the sight of blood brought everyone running, and they took us to separate rooms. The woman who fixed me up said I was lucky it wasn't serious. "Wait until he gets a summons, then say it isn't serious," I told her. I received my summons for assault on the same day he received his. I saw him in the waiting room of the magistrate's court, and he still had the shirt he'd spilt my drink on wrapped in plastic. When we were summoned into court, we both hit the doorway at the same time. He recalls I pushed him through and tripped him. I think he was just clumsy and fell. They adjourned the proceedings while he cleaned up the blood from his nose, and I went for a coffee. The magistrate was very nice about it and said we just had to stay away from one another for a period of 6 months. Well, when we left court, I went for a drink at the pub down the road, glad it was all over. He tells it like it was just a coincidence, but he ended up at the same pub. I saw him trying to get the bartender's attention and I knew I'd won because he was already pouring my drink. I saluted him with my beer and then when his arrived, he did the same. Neither of us can remember who came over to whom, but we got to talking and drank the afternoon away. It wasn't until we went to leave and I found out he'd parked his car too close to mine and boxed me in that I called him a moron. He said I was a bloody woman driver. I didn't scratch his car on purpose, and he didn't dent mine on purpose either. The magistrate said we deserve one another. Our friends agree. We were made for each other.
And three cheers!
Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray!